Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Hello there and welcome, Joe Giganti, Rig of the Joe with you here on this Wednesday. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Jason Jones, author of the new book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. I believe I got to go look and see. It's either dropped yesterday or today. And there's a plethora of news that makes this conversation so important because we know it's there. It's not, you know, the Great Reset isn't some secret. It's not a fallacy, but the rise of AI girlfriends is just so troubling. I just recently was learning more about this. I just don't even know what to do with this concept. And it kind of blows my mind that this is even attractive to some people, but whatever. I mean, you have all the COVID you've seen with Senator Rand Paul, more and more information coming out that they knew exactly what they were doing. Again, not a shock for some of us. We knew. We tried to warn people. And we've just seen the systematic effort that if you look at it individually, you just take each little incident, maybe it doesn't add up to everybody. Maybe it doesn't seem quite as alarming. But when you take it as in its totality, it is a very concerted effort. And ultimately, every piece of it. And I know there are those in the Republican Party that will argue this with me and, no, you're just stuck on this life thing. But ultimately, it is all meant to destroy the family. And you don't have to just look here in the United States. Look in the history of mankind. The fall of great civilizations goes hand in glove with the destruction of whatever the family unit was at that time, not completely the same as it is now. By and large, the basics were there, right? Husband and wife and children. But not in the modernized understanding and so forth. But either way, as we destroy the family, we destroy our future, we destroy our country. And that's just the fact. Yeah, the headline, by the way, on the Justice Gorsuch questioning, U.S. Supreme Court leans toward January 6th rioter in obstruction case with Trump implications. Because, of course, this is from Reuters, and of course, they got to get Trump in the headline in some way, somehow. They describe it as Justice Gorsuch appeared wary that a broad reading of the law could encroach on nonviolent protests, emphasizing the maximum penalty of 20 years in prison under the obstruction charge. And they recount how he questioned Prolegar in all these. They also said that Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts seemed inclined to view the law narrowly, suggesting it might apply only to defendants who alter or destroy evidence. An interpretation that others have asked the court to embrace, including Joseph Fisher, who is the petitioner in this particular case. Now, I see this as very good news. Again, should we have had to go through it? No. Should Joseph Fisher have to be going through a lot of what he is? Not necessarily. Again, if you do damage, if you have these issues, if you damage things, if you injured people, you should face the law. if you were a peaceful protester at the Capitol and they opened the door and said, hey, come on in, I don't think you should be charged with anything for walking through the U.S. Capitol. It really shouldn't be this difficult.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.